morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, October 21st, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down a little over a quarter of a percent just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Treasury yields are higher. The dollar is mixed, firmer versus the euro and sterling, softer against the yen. WTI crude slightly lower, gold and silver down. Cryptocurrencies mixed, Bitcoin lower after touching record highs. China coal futures were limit down again amid ongoing fallout from the NDRC flagging market intervention. European equity markets have opened lower following a mixed Asian trade, which saw the Hang Seng under pressure with the focus on Evergrande. Evergrande resumed trading on Thursday and was more than 10% lower. Nothing really incremental on the macro front as the market continues to juggle multiple competing themes. Headwinds include continued supply chain pressure and elevated energy prices. U.S. Q3 earnings season, however, has provided a positive backdrop and a boost to the buy the dip mantra. COVID news has been mixed as the UK warned daily cases could hit 100,000 a day and has been pushing a take-up of booster jabs. Several countries in Eastern Europe with low vaccine rates are also tightening mitigation measures with infections rising. In macro data overnight, nothing of note out of APAC. In Europe, French business confidence held steady. Eurozone confidence and CBI industrial orders are also due but post this recording. On the U.S. macro calendar, initial jobless claims and continuing claims, October Philly Fed Index, followed by September existing home sales and September leading indicators. On the corporate front, shares of China Evergrande Group and Evergrande Property Services sold off on the resumption of trading on Thursday. In exchange filings, the group confirmed it abandoned a proposal to sell a majority stake in Evergrande Property Services to Hopson Development after failing to win support from the Guangdong local government. On the M&A front, people with knowledge of the matter tell Bloomberg Bristol Myers Squibb is planning to tender its 11.5% stake in Acceleron, this after Merck agreed to acquire Acceleron. And following its Q3 earnings report post-close yesterday, IBM traded more than 4% lower in the off-hours market and is indicating lower this morning. And some of the bigger names reporting earnings today include Valero Energy, Union Pacific, Tractor Supply, AT&T, Snap-on, Nucor, Southwest Airlines, Freeport-McMoRan, Danaher, and American Airlines Group, posting results before the open. Whirlpool, Intel, and Chipotle are among the names reporting after the close. Asian equities finished largely lower on Thursday. Markets were positive early on, however, the restart of Evergrande trading pulled down the Hang Seng, and with it, sentiment in mainland China stocks. Japan finished lower with technology stocks weighing. Australia and Taiwan were largely flat. Southeast Asia continued to outperform. In regional news, an article in Kyoto discussed the implications of recent yen weakness, which in combination with higher oil and materials prices stands to have a more negative than positive impact. While supporting exporters, current dynamics threaten to adversely affect household spending, compounding pandemic effects. However, an article in Bloomberg suggested prospects for further yen weakness appear limited unless market-based U.S. inflation expectations continue to rise. In New Zealand, bonds were under pressure again on Thursday as markets continue to eye further Reserve Bank of New Zealand tightening following October's 25 basis point rate hike. Markets have fully priced in a 25 basis point rate hike in November and are attaching a roughly 50% probability of a 50 basis point hike. European equity markets have opened lower, with most major indices down less than a half a percent. Busy day of earnings in the region, with SAP and Unilever trading slightly higher following earnings reports. ABB Limited, Eurofin Scientific, and Volvo among the names trading lower following earnings releases. Today is the first day of the EU leaders meeting, which will run until Friday, where COVID-19, digital transformation, energy prices, migration, and external relations are items on the agenda. EU leaders will also discuss the hike in energy prices and assess measures to address the impacts of this price increase. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Thursday, October 21st, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.